Well, good morning to clients and subscribers of Planning for Life and of Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 3rd of September, back after the summer holiday break. Also, a big welcome to three new Planning for Life clients who came and joined us during August, which is great. Happy to see you with us. Hope everyone had a good break over the summer. We certainly did, heading off to France and Spain, watching the Olympics. I'm doing a lot of training for the Great North Run in 2 weeks' time, and also, unfortunately, revising for exams, which I need to take. I'm changing the format of these commentaries slightly. So we're looking at markets at the beginning and the middle of the month, looking at developments in personal finance in the second week of the month, and looking at financial life planning matters in the last week of the month. So just widening the scope of these commentaries a little bit, which I hope people will find useful. So let's start with a look at the global economy and markets, and I just want to spend a bit of time reviewing the situation, which I hope will also in part answer a question from a client which I received this morning asking what is going on. Well, I hope he has the answer. It was 5 years ago this week that Northern Rock got into trouble, 4 years ago next year that Lehman's filed for bankruptcy. So we've been in this crisis now really for 5 years. And they're all linked to issues of excessive household debt and over-investment in property. And concurrently, we saw excessive debt in the public sector come home to roost after years of excessive spending by developed economy governments, particularly in Europe. And this has led to what we call a balance sheet recession, generally an extended period of low or negative growth as consumers and governments entrenched, try to cut back on spending, increase savings, and above all, reduce their debts. On this occasion, the corporate sector, I have to say, remains in pretty good shape, with cash piles, low debt, but marking time really until demand recovers. And in all of this, the key metric is debt, both government, consumer, and corporate, debt to GDP. And when this rises to about 85 or 90%, it becomes an intolerable burden. And in most Western countries, the consumer and public ratios are well above this, hence the slowdown. Having said that, the global economy is expected to grow by around 3.5 to 4% in 2013, with much of that growth coming from the developed countries. Generally, there's a three-step process for getting out of trouble of this sort. One is you provide liquidity to the country in trouble. Two, you implement structural reforms, and three, you get competitive, normally by devaluing your currency. Let's turn to each of the regions in turn. Briefly, the US chugging along with modest growth of around 1.5 to 2% since 1Q11, and it is the only country to have actually reduced the public debt to GDP ratio, although this has been through growth, not austerity. It looks as though the housing market is beginning to recover and some strength in the consumer sector. But the big threat is the government fiscal cliff, which is going to come home to roost next year. Heading across to Europe, as we all know, huge debts, shrinking economies. There have been attempts to enact parts one and two of the recovery process for the worst countries, but it's impossible to enact part three, i.e. getting competitive by devaluing whilst you're a member of the euro. Really only two options here, breakup of the euro or full fiscal union. Neither of them going to happen fairly fast, and unfortunately it's putting a brake on the whole global economy. Of course, in Asia Pacific, in better shape, but being pulled down by Europe. Japan also has huge public sector debt, but well funded. China's still the engine of growth in the region, but being affected by Europe. Let's have a look at markets in August. Japan was unchanged, Far East was down, Europe and the UK are up quite positively, about 2.5%, US is also up 2%. Bottom line, it's going to be a long haul out of this. On average it takes around 7 years, although one can expect this to be longer because Euro countries can't devalue. For me, today is back to school day, so I'm not really around today. Friday I have an exam, so I'm not around on Friday. But apart from that, normality is, in general, I hope, being restored. Well, that's it for me. Just a small print. Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised, but provides financial coaching and educational service. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of the action taken based on this.